Hi, everyone, and welcome to our new podcast, Two Girls with a Press Pass. My name is Paige Gustin. I'm a new reporter with the Tribune and Times, and I'm here today with Chloe. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Chloe Fisher. I'm also a new reporter. I'll be interning with the Tribune and Times, working part-time for a while for the next year or so.
Yeah, so this podcast is mainly just going to be us a little bit talking about what's happening in current events locally, but mainly just going to be the two of us having a little bit of fun and talking. So, yeah.
Yes. Current events, things that young people love, which is us.
Yes.
And it's going to be great.
Hopefully.
So this episode is going to be about fall festivals. During the upcoming fall season, we're seeing a lot of festivals around town. Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
What are our thoughts on fall festivals, Paige?
I think they're great. I prefer them over, like, your every weekend farmer's market. I do love farmer's markets.
I agree.
But something about fall festivals, it just, like, there's more people and everyone, like, knows you're just there to have a little festival.
Yes.
And you don't have to wake up at 8 a.m.
Yes. Very joyous.
Yes.
Smells good. Leaves are falling. Vendors are selling you things.
There's little kids overpricing things, trying to get an extra buck. It's awesome.
On bikes.
Yeah. Last weekend, we actually went to the Freeman Festival down in, well, Freeman. And she's laughing at me. If you can hear that, I'm being laughed at right now. Anyways, we went to the Freeman Festival, and it was really fun. The parade was super adorable. The vendors were super cool. We went around and, you know, kind of like air shopped through all of them. But then
it was really hot.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
Yeah.
It was more of a summer festival.
It was very much
just
summer.
Just so happened to be.
And like not September. A cloud in the sky.
Nope.
Just the sun.
Yep.
The really hot sun.
Yep.
And kids on bikes. Which, kids are great. Not when they almost hit you with their bike.
And not when you almost hit them with your car.
Yeah. It was kind of a running joke a little bit that we might accidentally. But then a few times a kid would run in front of your car and he'd be like, oh.
Because can't I make it real. Almost did hit a kid with my car, but I didn't.
And that is, I am so proud of you.
Well, every street was a one-way.
And like, how am I supposed to know that? Like,
and they all led to nowhere. And it was just, I don't know. It was okay. But I feel like fall festivals have to be perfectly timed in order for them to be enjoyable.
Yeah. And also, like, you never know what the weather. Like,
yeah.
If it rained, it would have been ruined, like, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess I would prefer blistering hot over, like, rain.
Yeah, I agree with that. Especially, like, I don't know, these are the last times to kind of get outside before the winter hits and we're all bedridden.
Yeah. And I do, like, the second it gets, like, under 50, I become a hermit. I stay in my bed. I like sweaters. I'm not going outside. I'm not making plans. Mm-mm. I'm just playing Minecraft.
Yep.
And sleeping,
yeah.
Actually.
Well, then the actual fall only lasts, like, 5 days.
No, literally.
It's like the season of fall lasts, like, 2 seconds, and then it's done, and yeah. It's winter.
No, literally.
It's, like, really hot forever, mm-hmm. and then it's fall for a good week, mm-hmm. maybe, and then it's winter.
Mm-hmm. That's what, like, always annoys me about Halloween, too, is, like, you'll mm-hmm. think it's going to be, like, oh, it's going to be nice fall weather, and then it'll snow, and you're mm-hmm. like, this isn't pumpkin spice. This isn't everything nice.
No. This is me wearing a long-sleeve shirt under my princess costume.
And that's the thing. I don't want to wear a coat with my costume.
No. Because I don't look like a real princess.
Exactly.
Like, bro.
It ruins my costume if I have this big coat on, but I'm not going to be cold.
I know. It I would starts. Fight my mom on that.
I would too.
Oh my gosh. It made me so mad. I was always like, I'm not wearing that. And I did.
Was that like your go-to kid costume, like a princess costume? Or?
I don't know. It depended. My grandma and my mom, like, would make sure that I had, like, the most extravagant Halloween costume.
Aww.
It was so precious. And we went all out. We still go all out for Halloween.
I love that.
We have Halloween party, and I dress up my boyfriend, and we go to, like, costume contests. So, yeah. Halloween's been, like, my thing.
I didn't realize you were a Halloween Costume contest,
I
girl.
am.
I kind of that's kind of cool. I might join you on this one. That
Yeah.
sounds fun.
I know.
Is
What
there
do
like themes for the contest, or is it just like
So it's like a family thing, and
oh.
like the winners get a prize, and we've won the past 4 years.
Oh.
And
Oh,
this
we've got
year,
a reigning champ.
yeah. And this
Oh.
year's costume is pretty good.
Can
We
I
went,
get a hint?
yeah, so
Don't tell
it's
me, but give me a hint.
okay.
'Cause then we have to give it to the viewers
Okay,
as a little prize.
yeah. So guess my costume for this Halloween.
Okay.
How many hints do I give? Just one?
Start with one, and then if
Okay.
it's a bad
This
one.
costume is a duo from a Broadway musical.
Okay, that's actually a really good hint. I
Yep.
like that hint.
I like it too.
I feel like that's a good one hint. That's a good
Yep.
one. I like it. 10 out of 10.
I agree.
Oh, we're supposed to be talking about festivals.
Well.
You know what this actually makes me think of? Funnel cake. I love funnel cake so much. And I
Yeah.
know that's more of like a fair thing.
It's very summer, but I respect
But
it.
like the festivals we've been to has had funnel cake. So
Therefore, it's a fall festival thing.
therefore, it counts.
I wonder if they do like, 'cause you know how they do apple crisp thing? Do
Oh
they
yeah.
do apple funnel cakes? I don't know. I don't like funnel cake. Don't cancel me.
I don't think so. I think funnel cake is just funnel cake. But I do know they put like drizzle on it.
Yeah, they put like chocolate and stuff. They should do like caramel apple fall funnel cake. That's genius. If it hasn't been invented, someone should invent that.
I agree.
For like funnel cakes for fall. You have funnel cakes for summer, which have powdered sugar on them.
Right.
Then you have funnel cakes for fall, which have other things on them.
Oh, you mean take out the powdered sugar, add caramel?
I don't know, you can keep the powdered sugar.
Okay, I was
I
like,
don't even like funnel cakes.
that's
I
fair.
don't
That's
know.
fair. I know, but like I couldn't imagine eating funnel cake without powdered sugar.
I guess then you can keep
Okay,
it.
good. I needed to know that. That was
Yeah.
important.
Yeah. All right, so the question of the 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thoughts on Starbucks fall menu? Go.
Hot take. It's okay. I've never been like a hot coffee person.
Yeah.
And the only pumpkin flavored things I like is okay, so you know those like flat pretzels that you can get at Sam's Club? Okay, so they're like pretzels, but they're like completely flat, and then they dip them in white chocolate.
Okay.
But the white chocolate has like pumpkin spice on it, and that's like the only pumpkin that I like.
Okay. So no pumpkin pie either?
Oh no, I'm not a pie. I don't like pie.
Oh, I actually don't like pie either. But I do
Twin!
like pumpkin pie.
Really?
Yeah. In
Oh.
sixth grade, I actually wrote this whole haiku, like the poem, about why I hate pie. And like I had a whole slideshow about it, and it was bad. But anyways.
Anyways, what are your thoughts on the
Oh,
Starbucks
I
menu?
love it.
See, I thought you
I
would.
come back around every August 26th when that thing drops. I'm there. I'm first in line.
What are you getting?
So, I don't know. Okay, I don't really do like pumpkin spice latte,
See, that's
but
like the only thing that comes to
right,
mind.
I know, but I do really like the cold foam, the pumpkin cold foam.
Ooh.
So, I get the pumpkin cream cold foam on top of my iced blonde vanilla latte.
I might have to try that.
It's really good. It's not too much. Not too much pumpkin, because I'm not a big fan of pumpkin either.
Yeah.
I don't really like pumpkin pastries, except pie. I don't know. It's weird.
Except for pumpkin bread. I will always
Oh, I
eat
don't like
bread.
that.
Banana bread, zucchini bread, pumpkin bread, anything.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Well, I didn't know if you knew a lot about it because I have heard that there's some controversy around the apple something that they're not bringing back. And
Oh.
they
Oh,
brought,
it's like an apple crunch thing. I think I heard
yeah,
about
like it's
that.
a drink.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are like so sad about it. Never tried it.
Never tried it.
I don't really like apple.
I like apple, but I'm not like looking out for apple. Like I don't see apple and I'm like, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Well, I guess now they're doing, and I don't know if they've ever done this before. Actually, like two of my best friends work at Starbucks, so I
Oh.
could totally ask them about this, but
Oh,
I
okay.
don't.
That's fair.
I guess like the pecan stuff is out now.
I do like pecans, but not like an obscene amount. Like, I'm also not gonna go out of my way to have a pecan.
Yeah, it just something about that sounds a little bit more refreshing. I don't know if it's more refreshing than an apple. I don't know. I don't eat apples. But
The one thing I do love about fall, though, is fall candles.
Yes. Oh,
my God. Yes. I don't know what they put in those. Oh. Get me walking down any candle aisle. I'll be there for, like, 30 minutes. Yep. You can just leave me. I'll be fine.
I know.
I'll just...
I know. Okay.
I know that. That just sounds so weird. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I like fall candles, but I'm very picky about my candles because they can't be too sweet.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't like it when candles smell like something that I eat.
Oh, that's fair.
Like a cake.
Really?
Yeah, like hot take. Strawberry pound cake scent from Bath & Body. That is nasty.
I don't like that one either. However, sugar cookie?
Ew.
Oh, I love it so
the
much.
The only exception is vanilla. But it has to vanilla be paired with some kind really of, like, good musk. Can't just be like straight vanilla.
Are you looking for like the boy candles that have like bear man as the smell?
For the girl candles that have vanilla and jasmine.
I do. I love a little girl candle because they're always so extra and they have like the most like intricate design.
Well, and they're always
and then it just
something
smells okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like it's so cute.
My favorite candle for year round.
Ooh.
Cozy Comfort at Walmart. It's $3.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bougie on a Budget.
I know.
It's my favorite.
I know. And I love it. And I will stand by that.
That's fair.
I don't know what smell it is.
That's how I am with my e.l.f. brow stick. I'm like, I'll stick with that, actually. It's like $4 at Walmart.
You're coming home with me.
You're coming home with me.
Sorry, guys. We're off topic again.
We did it again. The topic was fall festivals, actually.
Then it was Starbucks. And now it's brow serum.
Oh, yeah. Fall okay, festivals. Let's get back on topic. Oh, yeah. This weekend, actually, there is two fall festivals. It is Garden City and...
Adrian.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but my brain thinks Adrian and Archie are the same place.
Me too.
They are so different, but...
Yep. It's okay.
The word similarity just doesn't disconnect in my brain, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's okay.
But I have notes. It's fine.
Yeah. But Garden City, I hope, is going to be fun. They said that there's several activities that are going to be going down.
Yeah. So I talked on the phone a little bit with the lady that is kind of in charge of, you know, getting all the events and everything. And she said that after the parade, they're going to have, like, a whole band set up and have, like, street dancing and a concert. She was like, yeah, it should be a bunch of fun, so
okay,
hopefully
well,
it is.
We'll go.
We're going fine, anyways, but...
Fine. I guess we'll go.
I'm really hoping they have some sweet treats there. I'm not gonna lie.
I know, me too.
Have you ever been on a hayride before?
Yeah.
You have? Yeah. Do you like hayrides?
They're okay. I don't know. Usually it's just kind of like aimlessly around.
See... That's where I, like, have a little, I don't even feel like it's a hot take at all, but, like, I prefer a hayride if it's haunted. Like,
I agree.
Jump out of the woods and try to scare me, like but let something me be safe on the right tractor. Yeah. Don't get up to me.
Yeah, no.
I scare too easy.
No.
Give me some entertainment.
I like hayrides, but it's just, I don't know, and I feel like hayrides are the most popular in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Where most people, like, have tractors.
Yeah. So everyone has a trailer.
Right. So it's like, yeah, we're all riding in a trailer on some hay. Like, this isn't just a normal Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it never clicked in my brain. Cities don't do that. That's kind of a...
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I grew up kind of on a farm.
Mm.
So for me... Hay rides were pretty anticlimactic.
Yeah. You had to set it up. That's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, because I was just a little lady.
Oh.
But.
Right. I'm just a little lady on the farm. Yeah. I can't lift that.
I can't lift hay bales.
Mm-mm.
I can't look at trailers or be within 5 feet of them.
It's not safe. I'm just a girl.
I'm just kidding. I was all over the trailers.
Oh, no. I, as a kid, was like, I'm big and strong. Yeah. And I still am today. I'm like, no, let me pick that heavy thing up.
Yeah, me too.
Let me do it.
I don't care. Do you need help? No.
I'm going to help anyways because I'm big and strong.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you go look at our staff photos after this, you'll realize why this is more funny.
IRL.
IRL. We are unfortunately not big and strong, but we are strong in heart.
And brain.
And brain. We're really good at trivia. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. We're really good. But, well, I guess we should end this up. Thank you to everyone that was listening. This will become a weekly podcast, so thank you for listening to our first episode. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Support is welcomed and loved.
Yes.
If anyone has anything that they would like to hear us talk about, don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Send us an email.
Absolutely.
And we will
DM talk us about on it. Instagram.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. We just made a new account.
Yes. Be sure to follow the new Instagram.
Go follow it. I'm going to tease the podcast on there. So check it out.
You'll find it.
I think it looked pretty cool.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Thanks everyone for listening.
We love you all.
We love you. That was weird. I don't know if we just say I love you.
That was kind of weird. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks everyone for listening. See you next week.